Why don't you take your Bibles tonight and turn for a moment to the book of Psalms, chapter number 90. The 90th Psalm. I'm going to read a few extra verses tonight, but I want you to listen carefully to the psalmist as he writes these words. Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever thou hast formed the earth and the world, from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. Thou turnest man to destruction and sayest, return ye, children of men. For 1,000 years in thy sight are but as yesterday when it is past, and as a watch in the night. Thou carriest them away as with a flood. They are as asleep in the morning. They are like grass which groweth up. In the morning it flourisheth and groweth up. In the evening it is cut down and withered. For we are consumed by thine anger, and by thy wrath are we troubled. Thou hast set our iniquities before thee, our secret sins in the light of thy countenance. For our days are passed away in thy wrath, and we spend our years as a tale that is told. The days of our years are 70 years, and if by reason of strength they be 80 years, yet is their strength labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off, and we flieth away. Who knoweth the power of thy anger, even according to thy fear, so is thy wrath. So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Lord, we thank you tonight for the opportunity that we have to assemble here this evening and worship you in spirit and in truth. We thank you for that great fact that Jesus does love us tonight. We thank you tonight that you loved us. We ask you tonight that you might be with all of these on our prayer list. So many of our number are sick and afflicted in many different ways tonight. How many problems in their lives. And Father, tonight we pray that you might be the source of comfort unto them. You might be the strength that they need in this time. We ask you now, Lord, that you might tonight allow us to use thy word to encourage thy people, to strengthen us tonight for the year ahead. And for all that's said and all that's done, may we praise you and lift up Jesus. In his wonderful name we pray, amen and amen. I guess if I were to ask tonight how many old people are in here, might get a few hands tonight, but, as I get up in years and the older that I get, I find a lot of things are not as easy as we think they are. And I told somebody not long ago, I said, well, it's not easy being old. And he said, well, look at it this way, it's not going to last long. And you know, that's kind of what the psalmist is telling us here in our text tonight. He says in verse number 10 that the days of our years are 70 years, and if by reason of strength they be 80 years, yet is their strength labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off, and we fly away. He said verse number 9 that we spend our years as a tale that is told. You know, this past year has gone by very quickly, and in it I've seen the failing health of some who at one time had seemed so strong, and I've seen sicknesses in those who at times seemed so healthy. I've seen people die who were so full of life just a little while ago. And as we stand here in the opening days of a new year, I have to look back and say, my, how quickly time passes. How rapidly things in our world changes. In our text tonight, it really contains a prayer. And that prayer weighs heavily upon my heart at times, and sometimes more than ever before. For the psalmist said, so teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Teach us to number our days. I think of every math problem in the world, this might be the most difficult one of all. We can number how many cows we might have in a herd, or how many sheep we might have in a flock. We can estimate the revenue that business would bring in. We can count our cash and balance our checkbooks and calculate tonight what our income should be. Yet most of the time we foolishly ignore tonight and think that we're immortal. But one day we're going to find that we are mortal tonight. Most people tonight are persuaded that their days are infinite and innumerable. They do not number them tonight. We can look at strong young men who watches their diet and exercises regularly, and they seem to sparkle with life, and we can say, boy, they got a long life ahead of them. Then we can look at an old woman who is weak and worn and wrinkled and weary and say, she'll not be with us very long. Her days are few. Thus we imagine tonight that oftentimes we can number the days of others, but few will number their own days this evening. As we read here in the psalm tonight, and as the psalmist is telling us tonight that we must number our days, I think it's needed tonight to persuade us to prepare for eternity. That persuasion tonight of our own mortality and the brevity and the fragility of our lives in this world. We will not really apply our hearts unto wisdom until we are brought to this fact tonight of the numbering of our days. Moses, as he writes this particular psalm, and as he brought forth this prayer tonight, I think tonight he reflects upon the brevity of time and how that we ought to be persuaded to set our thoughts upon things that are eternal instead of things that are temporal tonight. When we look into the grave, which one day will be our own bed, we ought to be humble and know how frail that we really are. But we're not wise. You see, only the grace of God tonight will cause a mortal man to number his days and apply his hearts unto wisdom. There's a poem that was written many years ago by a lady by the name of Linda Ellis, and it was called The Dash. And because of her copyrights to that, you cannot even quote it in a funeral sermon or a sermon at all, because she has sued many people for that. But there was another man that wrote a poem called The Dash, and it's public property tonight. As I read that poem again this afternoon, I want to share it with you. He wrote, I knelt there at the headstone of one I loved, and I cried. The name with dates of birth and death were perfectly inscribed. I pondered these two dates and how little they both mean when compared to the tiny dash that lies there in between. The dash serves as an important emblem of our time here on earth, and although small, it stands for all the years of life and worth. Our worth will be determined by how we live each day. We can fill our dash with goodness or waste our life away. To ourselves as well as others, let's be honest, kind and true, and every day live the way we know God would want us to do. May we look for opportunities to do a worthy deed and reach out with compassion to those who are in need. For if our hearts are full of love, and throughout our journey here, we'll be loved by all who knew us, and our memory they'll hold dear. And when we die, those memories will bring grateful, loving tears to all those whose lives were touched by the dash between our years. We need to apply our hearts tonight. And we need tonight to apply them to wisdom. Someone has wrote a paraphrase of this particular verse, and I thought it was very wonderful paraphrase, because he said that, teach us to live well, teach us to live wisely and well. You know, if you go to the store and buy a product, and when you buy that product by government regulation, they have to put an expiration date on it. You know, you're best used by so-and-so date. And that's to prevent you maybe from getting food poisoning or some other kind of disease, and to protect the consumer. And all items have this expiration date stamped upon it by federal regulation. Did you know tonight that when you came forth from your mother's womb that you had an expiration date stamped upon you? God tonight has numbered our days. Psalms 139 and verse number 16 tells us that tonight. In the book of Acts, we find that there's another place in the scripture tonight that tells us that we cannot go beyond our bounds. Job said the same thing. And tonight we come with an expiration date. One day we're going to expire. Somebody says, well, that's a very morbid thought. Well, it may be tonight, but it's also a true thought. And when we realize that our expiration date, and we know not when it is, we better be prepared for that day to come tonight. And as we tonight apply our hearts unto wisdom, as we number our days, and as we think about how life is so fragile, and that we ought to handle it with care, there are three simple things tonight I want to share with you tonight about this. That when we begin to apply our hearts to wisdom, we begin to number our days, and as we look into the coming year, we know that we can have an abounding confidence in the Lord. We can put our confidence in the Lord tonight. You can't put your confidence in many things in life, but I can assure you tonight, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that you can put your confidence in God tonight. Amen. Right. He said that he'd never leave you nor never forsake you. From the time that he begins his journey with you until the time he ends the journey with you, he never leaves us and he never forsakes us. In the book of Psalms, it talks about when traveling through the valley of Baca, the dry and the desert place, God's still with us tonight. He said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, for thou art with me. Doesn't matter where we go, God's presence is there with us, and we can put supreme confidence tonight in that he didn't get out somewhere along the way, that he's still there with us no matter where we are tonight. He'll never put more upon us than we're able to bear. Sometimes it may seem the burden is heavy. Sometimes it may seem the grief is overpowering and the sorrow tonight is so bad. Sometimes it may seem the problems are so complex. May it seem tonight that there's no way tonight that we can bear these. But he said he'll never put more upon us than we can bear.
That's right.
He'll never quit loving us tonight. You know, somebody sometimes says, does the Lord still love you? The Lord's never quit loving us tonight.
Amen.
He'll never quit loving you this evening. You go through a lot with your children upon this earth, but you never stop loving them. God never stops loving us. We can put our confidence in God tonight. Apply your heart to wisdom and put your confidence in God. Your bank account may disappear. Your health may fail. Everything you hold dear may be gone. But I can tell you this tonight, God will still be there with you.
Amen.
We're not guaranteed tomorrow here. You're not. You're not guaranteed tomorrow in this world. As I said a while ago, sometimes we look at someone that's young and healthy and they exercise regularly and they eat a proper diet and they're doing all the right things to have physical health. We think, well, they're going to live a long time. And then they die suddenly. None of us are guaranteed tomorrow here. Not a one of us. Desi told me last evening, she said, well, I feel I may die before daylight. And I said, well, if you could wait till next weekend, I hadn't got time to go to your funeral this week. But we're not guaranteed tomorrow here. None of us. But I can guarantee you one thing. We're guaranteed tomorrow there. Now think about it. My granddaddy was, I fought an old man when he died. The older I've got, the younger he really become, but he was in the hospital about the last 2 weeks that he lived. First time that I remember in his entire life he'd ever been in a hospital. And I asked the doctor one time, I finally caught one of the doctors that came in one evening, and I said, Dr. Dan, what's the matter with him? And he looked at me and he said, he's completely worn out. He said, he's just worn out. He said, I'm going to be fair with you. He said, he'll never leave this hospital alive. And I pondered that in my heart and in my mind. And the last night that I spent with him, usually I would have to get up several times during the night and take care of things for him, but he didn't wake me up much that night. And he was still asleep when I left that morning, and my uncle came in to stay with him during the day. And about the time I arrived home, the phone rang, and Big Daddy had passed away. And the more I thought about that, I thought, you know, that doctor didn't know what he was talking about. He's probably more alive now than he's been in years. Hallelujah. Why, you can put your confidence in God, because if you're not here tomorrow, thank God you can be on the other side, because to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Boy, sometimes things don't make sense in this life, I'm going to be honest with you. Sometimes things are not fair. But even in those times, may I tell you tonight, you can still put your confidence in the Lord. Apply your heart to wisdom. Number your days. Put your confidence tonight in the Lord. Then tonight it'll bring us to a great humility before the Lord. Several years ago, a singer by the name of Mac Davis had a song, and he said, it's hard to be humble when you're perfect in every way. It's hard to be humble when you're perfect in every way. You know, there's a lot of people who are really think that way. I see a lot of people tonight who think they're perfect. They have no real humility about them. But when we really look at life tonight, and one of the things that sometimes I think about, and more the older I get, the more I begin to think about it. I talked to Brother Bruce the other day, and he and I were talking about something, and I mentioned it to him. And, you know, sometimes when you go into a store, you'll see somebody pushing a buggy, and you're in a hurry, right? I mean, y'all ever experienced that? You want me to tell you how to be humble about it? Realize in about 10 years, you're going to be doing like this. You're going to get old. You know? Sometimes it takes me 10 minutes to get up out of a chair. Huh? We need to be humble when we look at life. And we think tonight, boy, we got it by the tail. We got it made. You know, the Lord had a way of humbling us tonight. He said, humble yourselves before the Lord. I look at life tonight and you look back at the Lord and, boy, you have to be humbled. Every breath that we take tonight is in His hand. Every breath you take is in the hand of God. I think sometimes as I look at people and they seem to be so ungrateful for what God does for them. They seem to be so ungrateful for the blessings that God has brought into their lives. They seem to be so ungrateful for the time that God has even given them here upon this earth. And they remind me of when sometime my children were young and you get ready to feed them and you get the spoon and you'd be feeding them and they'd be slapping at your hand. You know, you ever thought about that? I mean, you heard of slapping the hand that feeds you. Is that the way we do the Lord sometime? God is feeding us and giving us blessings and giving us life. And we don't even humble ourselves enough to say, thank you, Lord. When you wake up in the morning and there's not any bars on the windows and you're not in a hospital gown and you're able to get up out of that bed, say, thank you, Lord. It'll humble you when you begin to look at God and what He's done for you tonight. You see, we want to be on our own so much. We want to be so independent. We want to be like the prodigal son and take what we got and go do what we want to do with it. But tonight, we need to realize tonight that God is a sovereign God. That's what the psalmist said in verse number 2. But before the mountains were brought forth, or even thou hadst conformed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. You're the Lord. You're God. You're the sovereign over all of this world. You're in charge. You're in charge of my breath. Paul said in him tonight, we move and have our being. Sometimes I'm amazed. I see people who will be in some kind of accident or come through some time of tragedy. Instead of thanking the Lord for seeing them through, they head out to get them another drink. They head out to do some kind of celebrating. Instead of saying, thank you, Lord, for getting me through this tonight. Solomon said, if we humble ourselves and pray, God will hear us. Right, as individuals, we have to be humble when we come, and we have to be humble when we come to God in prayer. I think that's one of the prerequisites tonight. And as we pray before God, it's just to be humble. You'll never be saved until you humble yourself before God and say, God, I can't save myself. I accept what you did for me through Jesus on Calvary. I'm humbling. That's an humbling experience tonight. But you know, we also need to realize that we can't do anything in life tonight, and we have to humble ourselves and pray before God. Churches tonight need to realize this. Too many times churches don't want to humble themselves. They want to do it on their own with their own programs and their own promotions. When really we're all dependent upon God. I remember hearing the great Vance Havner talking one time about out in California. He said all the airplanes were grounded and they were even having to shut down the freeways because the smog had moved in and everybody was sitting there waiting for God to bring the wind so it could move it out. You know, that's what we need tonight. And then a simple task for the Lord to do the will of God for our lives. I have a friend that I love dearly, but he's always out of time. He's always too busy and has too much work and too much to do, and he never really has time. And I asked him one day, I said, well, what if the Lord takes all that away? What is he going to do? What are you going to do? What are we going to do? Paul said, redeeming the time. We need to use the time that we have for the Lord tonight. And we need to do all we can do in the time that we do have. 2015 is already here. It's among us tonight, me and you and us. Are we going to apply our hearts tonight to wisdom? Are we going to do as the Lord does? Tonight, we're going to do what God wants us to do in this coming year. That's a simple task and a simple request from God. Simply do what I ask you to do. And he never asks us to do anything harmful. He never asks us to do anything that'll hurt us. He always asks us to simply do what's best for us. Tonight, as we enter this coming year, and as we're already into it tonight, I don't know what the year holds for all of us. I don't know what is going to happen in the next few days. I had a call yesterday morning from a young lady, and she told me who she was, and she said, Daddy passed away. And a good friend from another church from many years ago, and I was grateful that she called me. I don't know how many more friends and loved ones we'll lose this year. My prayer is that we lose none. But that's not in my hands tonight, folks. We're not knowing. I don't know what will take place in your life and my life in the coming year. But tonight I can put my confidence in God. I can humble myself before him and simply try to do his will for my life. That's all the Lord asks of us tonight. Amen. All right, if you'll stand together with me, Brother Josh, if you'd come. Heavenly Father, thank you for this time we're together. We ask you to take this very simple message, that you'd use it tonight for the honor and glory of him who loved us and gave himself for us. For everything that's done tonight, Lord, we pray that he'll get all the honor and praise. His precious holy name I pray. Amen.